Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together. We thank you for the truth of your word. And we thank you that you have revealed yourself to us through your word, inspired by your spirit. And we pray that as we consider truth about him this morning, he would enable us to understand and that we would be strengthened and equipped. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do take a seat. A few days ago, there was a fire at a National Park fitness centre. Now, the blaze was caused apparently by an electrical fault, resulting in substantial damage to the ground floor and smoke damage in the changing rooms and office space. Now, the emotional and physical task of repairing the building is going to be considerable. But since the incident, staff say that they have been inundated with calls and offers of support from people in the locality. The manager told a local paper, "We have been very touched by phone calls and offers of help. We really want to thank the local community." Now, it is often difficult to face many situations when we're on our own. But with help, things become possible. The England football manager, Gareth Southgate, has just announced his squad for the World Cup in Russia next month. And one of his picks is Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Dele Alli. Now, last year, Alli won the Professional Footballers Association Young Player of the Year award. After the announcement, he said, "I'm grateful to my teammates and everyone at the club, as I couldn't have won it without them." See, often we don't have the resources on our own to fulfil a task, but when support and help is available, things can be different. Well, over the past few weeks, we've been looking at the book of Acts, which the author Luke introduces as that which Jesus continued to do and to teach through his apostles after his resurrection and ascension. And in the opening chapter, we saw how the risen Jesus appeared to and commissioned his people before ascending to heaven to rule at God the Father's right hand. So Acts chapter 1 verse 8, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." So there is a key task that Jesus' people in each era are to fulfill as they work together. And that is to be his witnesses. We're all to play our part in pointing others to who Jesus is and what he has done. And then others too can have the opportunity to benefit from being reconnected to God and to share the joy of being part of his plan to restore this broken world through his son. And yet this task is, to say the least, daunting. Few of us naturally feel like great communicators or impressive Christians that other people are likely to take seriously. And we live in a society at this time in history that in many ways seems to be moving further away from the one who has made us and loves us, and as a result seems less interested. And yet, what Acts shows us is that Jesus didn't just issue a command or give a commission. He also made a promise. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 again. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." See, what we read in Acts chapter 2 this morning, and that which we celebrate, especially on this Pentecost All Whit Sunday, is the fulfillment of that promise. A promise that reminds us that whilst the commission of Jesus to be his witnesses is challenging, we are not left to try and fulfill it alone. God himself has come to us as his people in the person of his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to help us. Well, do turn to the Acts of the Apostles if you've got a black church Bible nearby. And we're looking at Acts chapter 2, which is on page 1096. After coming to terms with the failure of Judas, which God had known about all along, Matthias is chosen to complete the team of 12 apostles. And then we hear about what was to be a truly remarkable one-off event in the city of Jerusalem. It was the time of the special harvest festival that took place 50 days after the Passover, hence the name Pentecost from the Greek for 50th. Luke tells us in verse 1 that the 12 apostles and the rest of what chapter 1 has told us were 120 other believers were all together in one place. And then unexpectedly, three phenomena were experienced. Verse 2. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues or languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. You see, Jesus' promise had come true. The Holy Spirit had come upon them, as Jesus said that he would. And what they experienced seemed to be signs from heaven pointing to truths about the Holy Spirit. So there was, verse 2, a sound like a mighty rushing wind. What they experienced was not wind, but sounded like wind, pointing to the Holy Spirit's power, his strength and enabling, as Jesus had promised, so that we might witness to him. Tongues as a fire, verse 3, appeared to them and rested on each of them. What occurs was not fire, but looked like fire. And fire is a Bible image of holiness and purity, fitting for the Holy Spirit of God. And then verse 4, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues or languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. The apostles were enabled to speak in other languages. And from what happens, we can see that this points us to the way, by the Holy Spirit's work, the gospel is to be shared by his people with all types and kinds of people. Now Luke tells us in verse 5 that there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. You see, there were folks from the then whole known world who had gathered for the festival. There were Jewish people, and we're told also those who had converted to Judaism, and they'd come from what we would now call Asia, Africa, and Europe. Now these people heard what was going on, and verse 6, they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans?" You see, they knew these apostles to be, in their terms, uncultured northerners with a different accent. And so verse 8, how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Verse 11, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. Well, some who were there mockingly accused them of being tipsy, verse 13. They're filled with new wine, they said. But not surprisingly, verse 12, the majority were on the one hand amazed and on the other perplexed. Something very unusual was happening, and they asked one another, what does this mean? Well, thankfully, the Apostle Peter, standing with his apostolic colleagues, explains the situation for the crowd and for us. So as Peter stands up, he says, verse 14, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. That's 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. This that you are seeing and hearing is what God foretold hundreds of years ago through his prophet. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Now, the last days in the Bible is that period between the coming of God's Messiah King to the earth and then his return to finally fulfill God's plan of the restoration of all things. When the Messiah comes, God had said in Joel 2:28 that he would send his Spirit, my Spirit, the divine Spirit of God, and he would send him on all those who would believe in his Messiah. This is what was to happen. So this coming of the Spirit of God shows that indeed the last days have arrived. This is what was to happen. So Joel chapter 2 verse 32 speaks of the Lord God protecting his people in Jerusalem. And then Peter sees these words fulfilled in Jesus, who will rescue his people from sin and judgment. Acts 2:21. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Now God's word through Joel, fulfilled on that day of Pentecost, after Jesus' ascension, emphasizes the remarkable way that God now gives his Spirit in the age of the Messiah to the people of the Messiah in all their diversity. And in the last days, it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And this giving of the Spirit to the Messiah's people has no distinction in gender. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. There's no distinction in age or status. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And even on my male servants and female servants, in those days, I will pour out my Spirit. You see, when you read through the Old Testament, we only seem to find the Holy Spirit coming on special, rare occasions in order to sustain kings or inspire prophets. But now in the days of Jesus the Messiah, the new era of the Spirit, all who believe in Jesus are helped by his Spirit. Now, if all who believe in Jesus are given his Spirit to help them, what are they to be doing with his help? Well, Joel's prophecy, fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Martin Luther, who we thought about before Christmas in his rediscovery of the gospel at the time of the Reformation, says about this passage, prophesying, visions, and dreams are all one thing. These terms all speak of the knowledge of God being given to the people of the Messiah so that they can celebrate and share it with others. So whilst, as the Bible makes clear, not all are prophets in the technical sense, Christians are all prophets in that we all know God through his gospel word. And we can all be those who speak out his word to others, however informally that happens. As we read in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 10, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. Well, this brings us back to the fulfillment of Jesus' words in chapter 1. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. You see, God, by his Holy Spirit, equips us with gifts and graces to be witnesses to Jesus, to commend Jesus to our neighbours, family members and friends, and to support gospel work in the wider region, and indeed to all kinds and types of people to the end of the earth. On the night before he died, Jesus spoke to the apostles and he told them, John 16, as we read, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. See, with Jesus returning to heaven, having fulfilled his purpose of dying and rising, he sends his Spirit to be his presence with his people. The Holy Spirit is, as Jesus calls him, the helper, the counselor, the one who comes alongside to give support. Now, this helper, Jesus had said, will be another helper. That is, he is a different divine person from Jesus, but he comes to do exactly what Jesus would do if he had stayed on the earth. The Holy Spirit is the one whose ministry it is to point to Jesus. He will glorify me, says Jesus in John 16. The Holy Spirit helps Jesus' people by drawing attention to Jesus and by working in the hearts and minds of those who are not yet Jesus' people to help them to see their need of Jesus. As we read in John 16, verse 6, and when the Helper comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. So as we work as Jesus' witnesses, sharing his word, the Holy Spirit takes that word and persuades people. He persuades people that they are wrong so often about God and about themselves, and that they have indeed fallen short of what God has made us to be. And as a result, we deserve his judgment. But he also persuades people of the greatness of Jesus. That through Jesus and by believing in Jesus, we can be put right with God. Well, this reminds us that the work of God's Spirit is indispensable in our witnessing to Jesus. We need his help in our human weakness in order to have strength to work together to witness to him. And he does the work that we cannot do. That is opening hearts to the truth of Jesus and the good news. And so this help of the Helper, the Holy Spirit, is the only basis of any confidence that we might have that our witness can ever be successful. It's also a reminder of what to pray for as we try and serve Jesus by witnessing to him in all the things that we do together as church. Well, Peter's quotation from God's message through Joel ends with another allusion to the last days, Acts chapter 2, verse 19. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the Bible, this sort of so-called apocalyptic imagery usually refers to social and political upheavals, though these signs can be physical, cosmological things as well. Either way, we're reminded that in these last days between Jesus' coming and his return, the good news can be made known. We can be his witnesses with the strength and help of the Holy Spirit. And as we are, there are opportunities for people to find the good things that the Messiah Jesus offers. 4 verse 21, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, what happened that festival day in Jerusalem a few days after Jesus ascended to heaven to rule at God's right hand is a great encouragement. As Jesus' people in 2018, though we have been given a task that is very demanding, we are not left to do it alone. In these last days between Jesus the Messiah's arrival and return, Jesus has given his Spirit to all his people, irrespective of our background. And he is given that we might together have strength and help to witness to him to all varieties of people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit. And we pray as we sang when we first met this morning. Revive us, Lord. Is zeal abating? With harvest fields vast and white. Revive us, Lord. The world is waiting. Equip your church to spread the light. Amen.